Okay, we're on page Resh Nun Dalet. And barring any unforeseen circumstances, we will finish the Sefer today. I guess it's just very hard to go away from the Brebbe, so it's taking us a little longer. It's going to tell us words from the rabbis, and in two pages he'll give us the full understanding of what these words are. The Rebbe's trying to tell us how unbelievable Shabbos is, and we have no idea what we're accomplishing in our service of Shabbos, and how we have to make all those efforts to have our conscious reality be connected to the deeper spiritual reality that's happening. So on the top of Resh Nun Dalet he says, Ilmole mishamrim Yisrael shtei shabbosos kilchasan miyad heinigolim. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us, if the Jewish people would keep two Shabboses in a row properly, immediately we would be redeemed. Okay, so that gives you some idea how powerful the Shabbos is. And that already begins to make sense, because if we really kept Shabbos kehilchasan, the real way, kehilchasan obviously is beyond, more than just the halacha, that we're Shomer Shabbos Jews, right? But it's like we're keeping it the way it was meant to be kept. So Geula would come because what is Geula? Redemption is being close to Hashem. That's what redemption is all about. So it would be there. That's inherent in what Shabbos is. And uvechol ma'alei Shabbosa, and every erev Shabbos, getting back to erev Shabbos, roy Hashem kol elamos al yonim makavim, and all the supernal worlds are tumulting. They're making noise, and they're hoping, and they're saying, so to speak, Ata Yishmer Yisrael Se Shabbos. If now the Jews would keep the Shabbos, Vaketz Yisgaleh, and the end would be revealed, Kol Asitra Achara Tispadel, all the forces of the other side would be nullified, Yisgadel V'Yisgadesh Shmei Rabo. And God's great name would be made greater and holy. That's all that they're saying. Gamba Morom, above it would be that way. Gamba Oretz, even below. Rak Hashem Yel HaMelech, only Hashem will be the king. Rak Achtus U'Kedusha Achas Me'Hashem Echad. There'll only be a unity and one holiness from the one God. Right? So that's what the angels are wishing. Like, maybe it'll be this Shabbos. Maybe it'll be this Shabbos. Ube'emes, and the Rebbe says the truth is, Av kisha'od lo kol Yisrael shomrim es ha-Shabbos kilchasa, even if the Jews are not yet all keeping the Shabbos properly, still, kol ish prati, every individual Jew, b'shomro es ha-Shabbos, when he keeps the Shabbos, mikarev hu lefi erko es ha-Ketz, according to his level, he brings the Mashiach closer. Okay? Every single Jew who keeps the Shabbos the way it's supposed to be, he's bringing the Mashiach closer.
According to his level.
In other words, what we can do isn't the same as what a tzaddik can do. Tzaddik can go way beyond, you know. He's got a bigger neshama. He's going to go way beyond. But everybody, to the maximum that they can do. Okay? So everyone has a different maximum. That's the way it is in every service session. But it's way beyond a superficial keeping of the Shabbos. It's way beyond we're keeping it right now. Okay? So he says, Vahim Yasig Zo Sechel Noshi, can a human intellect understand this concept? Can we really understand what this means? That if I keep the Shabbos the best way possible, I'm bringing the Mashiach closer? Umiyo Ish Asher Benitsu Tzaguula Shu Asmon Gilo Yabid. Is there a person who is able to see that spark of redemption that he has himself? Right? Is it possible to see that and to know that? Can you see the Mashiach that's inside of you? But it's there. So that's what he quotes the verse of Isaiah. Ayin lo ra'as elokim zulozcha. No eye has seen that except for you, Hashem. So we see the ability for Mashiach within ourselves to bring that into this world. I mean, the simple meaning, maybe not the simple meaning, but the obvious meaning is you bring the Mashiach closer is because for you have Mashiach already. each an individual Jew, when you're keeping Shabbos the way it's supposed to be, you are mamish. The geula has come for you. You have your geula. Your redemption is there. So that's one more Jew with redemption. And you get enough Jews who are redeemed. You know, if you really are keeping Shabbos, you're having no machlekes with people. You know, there's no politics. There's no nothing. Everything is good for you. Your mamish. You're living Mashiach. So you have your private little Mashiach in your house. Your Friday night is mamish Mashiach. Mashiach ain't going to get much better than what it is in your house if you're keeping it the way you're supposed to be keeping it. And if every Jew, another Jew like that, you add it up. You just need a certain amount. And then it tips the scale over. But this person is living in a redeemed state. That's what Shabbos is doing. And can you imagine that you have that power inside of you? But that's what's happening. The tranquility, the peace, the connection to Hashem, it's all there. So what do you think Mashiach is going to be? Any better than that? Okay, we'll have a base of English. So it'll be more publicly felt, you know, and there'll be greater miracles. I'm saying, you know, so it'll be a little better. You know, again, you look in the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Tshuva, he says, why have the tzaddikim been longing, and why did the prophets tell us, why do we want Mashiach to come? What do we want it for? What do we need to be redeemed for? The answer is, so we could mamish serve Hashem undisturbed. That's all. So, on your Shabbos, you could have that. You bring in your Shabbos properly. You brought in your Erev Shabbos properly. You brought in your Shabbos properly. You're having your Suda, you're davening, you're learning Torah. You're undisturbed. Right? You're undisturbed, totally. Not disturbed by outsiders, and not disturbed by yourself. And not disturbed by your spouse. Right? So, can't get better than that. Your mom, you're learning all day long, you're studying all day long, and you're getting close to Hashem all day long. So that's not what Mashiach is. What's Mashiach going to be better? Okay, so you do it with everybody together. You all go to Yerushalayim together. Okay. It's more. But it's not that much more than what you really can have. So that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is Mashiach. Shabbos is all that. Right? Can you believe that? It's hard to believe that, but that's what he's saying is happening. And whenever you have enough Jews that are like that, and they understand what the ultimate reality of life is, they don't get caught up in Narishkeit. And that's what it's all about. That's what cool is.
How many Jews are like that
today? I don't know. I don't know how many Jews are like that. Not enough, obviously. Not enough. Because they don't understand what Shabbos is. There's tzaddikim. There's tzaddikim. You can go to Yerushalayim. You'll find Tzvat. You'll find some tzaddikim like that. You'll find a few in New York. Maybe a couple in Toronto. You know. But we got a ways to go. We got a ways. You might find, you know, certain kehillas here and there. But in general, we're far from that because people don't know what Shabbos is. That's going to be the next topic tomorrow. So we've got to learn it, right? Okay, Raza Dechad. He's reviewing the words of the Kegavna. Raza de Shabbos. Raza is a secret. The secret of Shabbos. A secret, what it means over here, a secret, not that I'm not telling you, but a secret means a secret from humanity that a human mind is incapable of knowing. That's what it means. The secret of Shabbos. Sloisa de Male Shabsa. The prayer ascends on Shabbos, Beraza de Echad, in the secret of the Holy One. So your prayers ascend in that secret. Soidu HaShabbos, Shabbos is a mystery. Vafat slois the Shabbos and his falsehood, even the prayers that you daven on Shabbos are a mystery. Misacheresi bebechinas HaMalchus, it unifies with the level of Malchus. Veleil HaShabbos, and the night of Shabbos with the unity of Hashem who is one, with the secret of the oneness of Hashem and the oneness of His name. And they all crown themselves, and Hashem crowns Himself below in His holy people. Lamala Hashem, above with Hashem, there's the oneness. Ulamata Banu Amkacho, and below here, there's the oneness with His holy people. Vakol Misachet B'Kedushachet, it's all wrapped up into one Kedusha V'Avein, and you know, it's, figure that one out, he says. You know, it's beyond what we can understand. This unbelievable unity in all of His creation. Right? And once there's unity, of course, it's not going to be any more sickness anymore. It's not going to be any fighting anymore. There's no strife. It's all a unified mass. Everything's focused for the same goal. And that's really what Shabbos is capable of doing. Right? Umat mio. So what's the wonder? Im gam gufa shel Yisraeli af makomas vivosav mishtan bilal Shabbos v'shashim kol kach. What are you wondering that even the physical body of the Jew, even his physical environment around him, they all change on Erev Shabbos, and you get so excited. Even the rocks change. Or when the precious light and the spirit of Mashiach shines upon even a rock has to look different. So the whole Shabbos is different. The whole reality of Shabbos is different. V'af b'Shabbos atzmo, and even the Shabbos itself, ein zmana shel zeh doima l'shel zeh. There are certain times of Shabbos that are not similar to other times of Shabbos. There's not just a transformation that happens to the entire world when Shabbos comes, but at different times of Shabbos, different transformations are happening. Leil haShabbos kitamo marizuk dushaso. The night of Shabbos has its own taste and its own sight and its own holiness. That's the night. Has its own special reality. Yom haShabbos, and then Shabbos morning, Shabbos day, kitamo marizuk dushaso, has its own taste, vision, and holiness. Vashalosh seudas and shalashudas kitamo marizuk dushaso, has its own taste, vision, and appearance, and that's what it's looking for, appearance and holiness. Each one has its own level. Your mom is going from one reality to a deeper reality to a deeper reality. That's happening on Shabbos. It's an adventure on Shabbos. You shouldn't feel the same way Friday night as you feel Shabbos in the day, and certainly not as Shabbos. Why? Ki kaneshama began Eden. It's just like a soul in the Garden of Eden that does what? It just grows and grows and grows. So gam hi holechas mechayel el choyel vehechol el hechol. It goes from strength to strength and from chamber to chamber. And now he gives this beautiful, beautiful rendition of how you should feel at Shal Shus, which he already explained in the B'nai Machshava Tova. Okay, and it's just going to say it a little bit differently. Yes, ma'am. A neshama, when a person dies, his neshama grows. It gets new realities. It, you know, gets bigger and bigger and bigger. It gets infused with greater levels of awareness, greater levels of holiness. It's not, remember, Gan Eden is not a boring place. I'm saying, you know, it's like, physical pleasures, you know, you can't outdo one pleasure over the other. It's still all the same. It's all the same. You know what? You're gonna go to a roller coaster ride. So you got a different roller coaster ride. It's all the same. Right? They'll just go in circles and go upside down. It's all this. It's all a roller coaster ride is. Right? So, you know, it's all the same. Been to one hockey game, another hockey game. So, well, you know, once you've been to the best hockey game, you know, what's going to be a different pleasure? So it's a triple overtime, you know, goal, amazing shot, you know. Okay, so now he's not going to watch another game. Yeah. Can it get better than that? So is he going to do it? Is not? Which team's going to do it? Big deal. Big deal, you know. You're having food. Okay, you had the best steak in the world you could have. So what are you going to have next? I mean, you know, there's only so much food you can eat. And there's only so much variety you can eat, you know. So now they're fooling people. They're giving you the same thing, just dressing it up differently and charging you three times as much and calling it sushi. I don't understand narishkeit from people. It's rice. Let's forget it. It's rice. That's all it is. It's rice. You want a little side dish of some raw fish? It's sushi. We'll charge you $12 for a few of them. And the people are stupid to buy it. So you say it's an insult to the intelligence of people. They're mamish idiots. What is it already? It's rice. So it's made into little balls, little round things, and it takes them so long to do it, so you got to pay me more money because it takes me so long to do it. So we gave all these Chinese people parnasa who couldn't work otherwise. And you think that that's making the world a better place? You can go get Uncle Ben's a pound of it for a buck. Right? For a buck. And you get mama's a shizzle. You get a shizzle. A big barrel of it. Right? You want some raw fish? I'll put some raw fish on the side. Want a couple carrots on the side. I don't know. I mean, I'm serious. Explain to me. Am I cuckoo or what? Am I cuckoo or the rest of the world cuckoo?
The rest of the world.
I'm just saying, they got nothing to do. You understand? You want to have rice, so you buy some rice. You go to Sobeys, I'm sure they have side dishes of rice. You buy some rice. You want it to be a little sweeter, we'll put a little sugar on it. You want it to be a little stickier, we won't use Uncle Ben's. And I mean, explain it to me. So, because we've exhausted the tastes. There is no more taste to be had. And so now I'm making a whole avoida. A whole avoida is HaKodesh. The first time I saw the sushi, I don't know, it was 5 years ago, 7 years ago. The person had to teach me how to eat it. Like, I felt like an idiot. You have to teach me how to eat rice. You have to take this, and there's this wasabi sauce, and this green stuff that makes your tongue burn up. But it says, oh, so I have to eat food like that. And you have to dip it into this. I said, you trade me a cup. I'll make a shizzle of rice. I'll put a little soy sauce in it, and I'll eat it. It's a whole avodas hakodesh, because people have nothing to do. They're saying, what else can I do to get my tongue excited? I mean, think about it, you know. So, and this is the way we show people, oh, you're important. I wasted more money on you. Because I had to go to Sobeys and buy a little container that this big costs $8 for, like, you know, like one portion of rice. I'm going to think you're nuts. People are nuts. I go tell the people I'll get fired. You say, how could you say that? How could you say that? How can you attack our just total failure? You know, that's what it is. Okay, no one's going to listen to tape 102. I don't have to worry. Believe me, if you've gone to for 101 of these, whatever I'm going to say, I'm going to upset you. Right? I'm just saying. So, you know, because this world, I'm just saying, this world, there's no more pleasure to be had in this world. It's been exhausted. You can't come up with a new pleasure anymore. But that's not Gan Eden. Gan Eden, whatever the pleasure you got, it's going to be greater. It's going to be a different pleasure, a greater pleasure, an unending greater pleasure. Right? So he's saying, that's what Shabbos is. Friday night, wow. The Shabbos lunch, even better than that. Shalom Shabbat is, oh boy! It just doesn't stop. Right? And then the next Shabbos, it just gets even greater. That's the way it could be. That's the way it is. If we'd be in touch with that. Yeah? So now he's going to tell us his Shalosh Shudas, the feelings of the Shalosh Shudas. And then P, you're wondering why people are looking at the clock and they want to run out. It's just what could be better than Shalosh Shudas in this world? What could be better? Well, we have to go out to eat some sushi. So I can't get it. I can't get it. I just can't. What can you be doing on Motzi Shabbos that's better than Shalosh Shudas? You know, I just don't get it. Right. So let's hear the Shalosh Shudas. Okay, Ubi Shalosh Shudas. You come to the third meal. Yesh shalibo nishbar bekirbo. You have a person's heart is broken inside of himself. Umispalo kol tzorkei nafsho afkufoni davens. Imam, is you're davening at Shalosh Shudas. Shalosh Shudas, time to daven. Right? For all your physical and spiritual needs. Lo shviras alev shel defilahi. It's not a broken heart of a fallen state of depression. And it's not the feeling of an oppressed spirit, God forbid. Adarabba, the opposite. It's this kind of brokenness. Yesh hisrapku saben al ovivhi. It's a love and a longing of a son for his father. Mushal, the following analogy. Leben melech shenishrachek me'oviv v'chasalo hakol. The prince who has been distanced from his father and he's missing everything. Why he's distanced, we could only speculate. He hasn't behaved properly. He's been a disgrace to the realm. And the father says, I'm really sorry, I can't keep you in the realm, because every time you walk around, you make me look like a fool. Your mamish, you're like Prince, what, Il William, Chveis. The other, who was his father? What's his name? Who's that? Charles, he was a disgrace. Mamish, a disgrace, but since there were no other sons, they had to keep him. Believe me, if they would have had a normal son, they would have sent Charles, go be the ambassador to Botswana and get out of here. Just keep out of our face. But he was Nebuch the only one, so they have to mamish take with all his disgusting behavior. But if it was mamish a proper realm, to have such a son like that? What? What did he do? What didn't he do? Well, how many mistresses does a guy need? Okay. You know, it's ridiculous. Believe me, if there were five, six sons, right? I'll be the son. Maybe you're right. But if there be one, there would be a match. Get him out of here. He's a disgrace. You know, every time the queen Elizabeth, her name's Elizabeth, right?
Yeah.
Queen.
She's had a birthday.
Baruch Hashem, I'm forgetting this. The queen has to always like cover up all his mishigas and Prince William, all the things that getting into all kinds of trouble, and they got to cover this all up and whatever. You know, all day long, just covering up the most ugly behaviors. They don't even know how to act like royalty. So if it was normal royalty, get him out of here. Okay, it's my son, okay. But send him off to Botswana and get out of here. And, you know, there's nothing there. Okay, so now the kid, mama, so now he gets to visit his father. The father's coming to wherever. They have a place to meet. They can visit. Get a temporary visit. But the kid still is a disgrace to the father. He's still a disgrace. He still does disgraceful things. Father still loves him. So anyway, so he's missing everything in Botswana. What does he have? Right? So he's missing everything. But what's the main thing he's missing? But the main thing he's missing, and he's more than anything else, is to be with his father. But since while in Botswana, he's so being oppressed and chased after, and he's so haggard just to stay alive and to have any sense of being. He can't discern between one worry and another worry. To know what's he missing more. He's, you know, I don't even have lunch today. How am I going to have food today? I don't have any clothing. I don't have any this. I don't have that. I don't have any friends. Going back from one problem, the headhunters want to eat me. The cannibals want to eat me. Trying to get away from the cannibals. And when I get away from the cannibals, and there's a tsetse fly that'll bite me and I'll get killed from it. It's one problem. And it's so hot and there's no air conditioning. And then there's the tribes that are fighting amongst themselves. And I get caught on the wrong road at the wrong time, I'll be somebody's lunch. Right? He doesn't know what to worry more for. Right? A web of sorrow weighs upon his heart, and his soul is bitter. And if he gets a 1 or 2 day reprieve to be with his dad, and looks at his father, when he's with his father, all his worries are nullified. The cults are rose of Namasim, and all his sufferings are melting away, v'holchim imenu, and leave him. When he's just with his father, there ain't no problems. Nothing wrong. V'rak ora v'yeshua b'li mitzor m'malim eslibo, just light and salvation beyond boundaries is filling his heart. Right? So that's the whole thing. If we were close to Hashem, we wouldn't have any problems. If we felt we were in God's presence, and you mamish felt he was holding out to your hand. I mean, he is, but you just don't see it. But if your mamish knew that God was holding out to your hand, it would be clearer to you. You'd have nothing to worry about. What are you worried about? My father, the king's right next to me. He's going to take care of whatever problem I get into. He's going to take care of it. There's no problems. Aval, kishashaya is his man yaisa bekir vasaviv. But if he stays a little bit longer in his father's presence, will be fraught, and especially Kisharoshi Scarvuso Zo Enatvidis, when he sees his closest isn't going to be forever. Kishuv Yisrachek, because he's going to be distanced again. It was only for 2 days. It was only a weekend pass. and I got to go back. Veshuv yisachev vimenu, he's going to be soon dragged away from his dad. So before he's going to be dragged away, what does he feel like? Asnaifalu b'cheikesh shalom, if he falls into his father's arms. Misyapeach, he cries out. Veshoyvech as libo, he pours his heart out. Levanav lemar. And this is when it's, you know, 9:08. And, oh, 3 stars are, we got Dav Marv. It's time to go. Time to go back into the slime pits of Botswana. Okay. So what are you going to say? Avi, my father. Hello, kol kach tsarli. I'm in so much pain. Al shani rochok mimcha, that I'm so far from you. Gam libi otum, my heart is closed. And my whole essence is as if it is in the dark. Hakol chaserli, everything is missing from me. Gam lechel, even to eat. Gam lishos, even to drink. Umerov tirdoisai bohem, and because I'm so involved with trying to make it happen. Dati mitorefes, my head is like it's ripped apart. Venafshi kokach mesubacha, my soul is so confused. Aches maus atzmi hamiti, until the essence of who I am. Mahus ben melech, the essence of a prince. Sheikhechani, I forget all about that I'm even a prince. Vafes kedushas kvod chaves avodoscha eni makir, and the holiness of your service, and the holiness of your honor and your service, I don't even recognize. Right? That's how the prince feels. When he knows he's been told to leave the realm. He doesn't know when he's coming back, but when his father visits him for a weekend, that's all he gets. And the weekend passes over, you know. You know, how do you feel sometimes when you have like a really great vacation? A really great vacation. And you know the vacation is ending. Right? You're coming back to that lousy job, lousy family, lousy this, lousy that, lousy parnosa. Right? You know, that's why you vacated there, didn't you? Because it was so good. Why'd you have to leave? Why did you have to go somewhere else if it was so good where you were at? You know, think about it. So it's that last day of vacation. Oh, you give out. Oh, you give out, Mishloft. Right? So I gotta go back. I can't go. I can't go back to that. Right? That's why the doc. You know, that's why a lot of people get very sick when they come back from vacations. Right? Right, Martin?
You got it.
You see some people, well, you know, right when they come back from vacation, they're like double depressed, right?
Down.
Right? Yeah. Right? So, you know, so it's mom, it's just Shabbos is ending. It's the same thing. Right? That's what's happening over here. So your mom, you don't want to let go of your Abba. Shal Shudas time. Hey, Nemes, the truth is, Shabbat Matzav, because they're in such a situation. Kishamagi aloha ish yisrael b'shal Shudas achar liyasa b'chol Shabbos. A Jew comes to Shalosh Shudas after how much he's grown on Shabbos. That's provided that you did grow on Shabbos. If your mamish felt the Friday night was Friday night, and your mamish felt the unity that was going on in the world, and you grew Shabbos day, and it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger, you're really moving. Chaval la'abed afrega bevakashos bevkufanis. It's a waste, chaval, to waste even a moment, a physical request at this Shalosh Shudas now. Before you're gonna leave the close embrace of your father, the king. Aval hayeled asher nosen b'cheke shalavi, but the child who is in the embracing arms of his father. Next page. Verosh b'Yisroel, and his head is in his arms. Misrapek u'misyapeach lefonav. He longs for. He's crying out for, before him. Hey, mevshala oz lahalim ezadogishi. Is it then possible for him to cover up any word that he has? Hello, kol chart subos hanefesh misros b'shoshi mishtapeches. Aren't all the creases of his soul visible at this time when his soul is spilling out? Very poetic. Like the creases of you, when you have a crease, it covers up something, then you gotta open up the crease. The creases of your soul. It's mom's, everything comes out. This is bad, that's bad, this bad, that bad. Hey, how are you going to help me from all these things? What? Misyapeach, to cry out. To cry out bitterly. Right? That's what's happening in Shalosh Shudas. you know, problems with the kids. The kids are making big problems. Your marriage's got problems. Your work's got problems. You're not happy. All these issues, and you just, and if you were close to the king all the time, you wouldn't have these problems. You wouldn't have these problems. And you just say, oh, come on, Hashem, please help me with all these problems. I got to go back to this in another few minutes. You know, let's sing a few more songs. A few more songs. It's so hard. How can I let go of my problem? Another hug. Another kiss. Another beautiful words. Because once I'm gone, it's a whole week, man. It's going to be a long time if I'm going to get back there. Right? Uvechol ha-shavua. Margish isha Yisraeli es ha-shabes uktusha sah. And a whole week long, a Jew feels the Shabbos and its holiness. After Shabbos. After you finish that kind of Shabbos, how do you feel after Shabbos? Is it possible that someone who's touched by the supernal light that was revealed in him, and through that, Bechinas Knesset Yisrael Hamalka Ilo B'Yichud Elyon V'Hashem Yisbarach Mis Yacheres. And thereby, that Shabbos, the attribute, the level of the congregation of Israel, the supernal queen that has been unified with the supernal unity of Hashem, when that happens on Shabbos, when that happens, Shegam Gufa Lo Yishtana Al Kol Panim Shina Kol Shu, certainly the body has got to change something, a little bit, when all that's happening. You've had an amazing experience, a beyond body experience that has affected, impacted even on your body. So when that happens, you're going to feel that during the week. You're going to remember how you felt during the week. And that's what the Rebbe was saying in B'dei Machshava Tova. You should bring back those feelings during the week. You know, you should meditate on Wednesday, how Shal Shittes felt at 9:30. And how you just were enjoying every minute of the closeness to Hashem. Right? And if during the whole week, at least he guards himself, protects himself, not to destroy and lose that little bit of extra holiness he felt on Shabbos. Right? That's deeper pshat to be a Shomer Shabbos. A Shomer Shabbos Jew keeps the Shabbos even after Shabbos. Do you understand? It's not Shomer Shabbos is minimally understood as, well, it's Shabbos, so I don't desecrate the Shabbos. Okay? That's true. But the goal of Shabbos is that piece of higher spiritual reality is retained during the week. And I'm shomer that Shabbos. I'm guarding that Shabbos. That's shomer v'zachar is shomer Shabbos. On Wednesday, I feel it's shal shudas. On Wednesday, I feel it's shal shudas. Mamish, that feeling that I knew I connected and was in the arms of Hashem. I'm feeling like that right now. That little bit, whatever I got. Right? And that builds. And then we start going one Shabbos after another Shabbos, and it builds and it builds and it builds a whole year long. And then all the years of his life, then the whole being becomes holy. In other words, what he's saying is every Shabbos you should feel a little bit of an elevation. You become a little different of a person. One Shabbos, another Shabbos. You get 52 Shabbos a year. You know, give yourself 70 years, it's 3,500 Shabbosos. A little bit. You're not supposed to, you know, become a malach after one Shabbos. Just a little. But keep it. You see, the problem is, we lose it. We go back to where we started from. And sometimes we even lose more than we gain. Whatever I gained on Shabbos, the one step I took on Shabbos, I took 6 steps backwards during the week. So now I'm 5 steps behind, and I pick up once every week. I pick up one and lose 6. But the idea is you pick up one and don't lose it. And hold on to that. Hold on to that. Okay? So like we said, every Shabbos you should have a certain goal. It's like a certain goal. How do I want to be a holier Jew? This Shabbos, get that goal and then don't lose it. Right? That's a real Shomer Shabbos. And at the end of your life, you'll be totally holy. The Efshar Zeremes, and this perhaps can be hinted to and alluded to. Il mole mishamrim Yisrael shtei shabbosos kehilchason miyad heim nigon. Maybe it is the deeper pshat of what we quoted in the beginning of the shir. If the Jewish people would keep two Shabboses according to the halacha, immediately they would be redeemed. Okay, what does that mean now? So he says, he's saying, Im lo hir gashta bimei achol kedusha min Shabbos ha'avra ki ma'ata ha'isa. If you don't feel, right, during the weekdays, the holiness of Shabbos had passed, because it's a little, right? In other words, I don't think, you know, that last Shabbos turned me into an angel. Okay, I may not feel that, but, you know, but you did get a little bit. That little bit you did get. And you know what? Shmor oid Shabbos kilchasa. Keep another Shabbos properly. V'od kedusha tisvas l'chol imeichol. And then you get a little more kedusha into your weekday. Uchvar timtzes atzcha l'otzer shel kedusha. Then you'll find yourself a repository of holiness. Atshigam tigo'elu. Until you'll eventually be redeemed. What he means to say, I think that's what he means to say. He's saying, if we keep two Shabbos properly, mean to say, there's a connection from one Shabbos to the next. In other words, I this Shabbos, I got a little more, a little bit. And by the time I came to the next Shabbos, I didn't lose that little bit. And then the next Shabbos, I added a little bit. So now I've found out the secret formula. The formula is, and that's what it means, Shnei Shabbos Akil Chas. It's got to be two, not one. One Shabbos, what do you get in one Shabbos after all? Just a little bit. That's not enough for redemption. But if I keep two Shabbos is connected, and therefore the next Shabbos builds, I've had really one Shabbos that has been able to build on a previous Shabbos. So I've set the pattern of the new formula that all my Shabbosos will build on the past Shabbosos. Well, after a while, you get filled up to be a very holy person and you have your own personal redemption. And if all the Jews would know this formula, then Mashiach would be on its way. Not to say it would come after two Shabboses. I think that's what he's saying. It wouldn't come after two Shabboses. It will take a number of Shabboses, but it will eventually come, because after all, it will build and build and build and build, and we'll retain it to the point that it will have enough to bring the Mashiach from that which Shabbos is giving to us. That's what the Rebbe's saying. So the Rebbe's saying, you know, so there's a lot going on over here. So where is it starting from? It's starting from Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, you're making the preparations to be the vessel to be able to receive this special holiness that comes on Shabbos. And you get hit with it Friday night, and then it grows on Shabbos day. And then it comes Shalosh Shudas time. And it's just unbelievably strong. You're saying, I don't want to lose this, and I'm letting it linger. And there's something new awareness I developed over this Shabbos, and I don't want to lose this. And I'm going to keep this with me the whole week. And then I come back to the next Erev Shabbos, and then I sense that I've built on something that's been increased last week, and you set a healthy pattern. So then it just, and you make sure during the week not to lose it, not to get so caught up in this worldly stuff to totally lose whatever the Shabbos gave you. Then that's the formula for success. That's the formula for bringing the Mashiach. Okay, Umeata, and now Talmidim Vasikin, my dear and long-time students. Yiyu na divareinu aleichem al kolponim l'reishis. Let our words at least be for you a beginning. Ula pesach, and an opening. Kechuda shel machad, like the eye of a needle. Ki gam es reishis v'ikrei ha-chasidus v'ha-kabbalah, because the beginning and the fundamental parts of chasidus and kabbalah, u'bifrat and specifically, Eichem ba'avoda, how they manifest themselves in service, kvar hareseldas, you've been shown to know in the first main part of the book. V'chol davar lo yibotzu mekamata, there's nothing now to stand in your way. You've got the tools, just do it. And I'm sure some of us forgot what was in the beginning of the book. We've got to review it. Alright? But you're given all the tools to do it. Hischasku, strengthen yourself. V'ivdu es Hashem, and serve Hashem. V'yivtach es libchem, Kepischa shel ulam, and open up your hearts like the, and then when you serve Hashem from that little eye of the needle, your hearts will be opened up like the opening of a grand ballroom. Uvishare hechle kodesh luchu mechael and choel. And from in the gates of the holy chambers, you'll go from strength to strength. At sheteru el eloikim b'tzion, until you'll be seen to Hashem in Zion. Bekarov b'yameinu, b'mheira b'yameinu, that should come quickly, speedily in our times. Mitoch simcha v'yeshuas Yisrael b'chol b'frat amein. That comes from simcha and salvation of Jewish people in general and specifically amein. And that's how the Rebbe concludes the book. Okay, so that is a very good lead-in now to Shabbos Malkasa, which we will be starting tomorrow, which is written by Reb Shimshon Pinkus of blessed memory, who was a great scholar and who chose to develop the city of Ofakim in Eretz Yisrael, which was a city in the Negev, a city that was spiritually and physically a barren land. And he made an unbelievable impact on that city, and his way of teaching Torah was unbelievable. And tragically, as with many great people, he and his wife and daughter were killed in a traffic accident on a Motzei Shabbos, where he fell asleep at the wheel in the Nebuch, because he gave up his whole life for Klal Yisrael, so Nebuch, and they were killed instantly, and that was about 4 or 5 years ago. And so Baruch Hashem, he's left a number of Sfarim that we can learn from, and the Sefer we're going to start is Shabbos Malkasa.